I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, June 1st. Quincy will hire a diversity, equity, and inclusion liaison to work in the mayor's office and focus on helping immigrant communities better communicate with city departments and services. The city council approved the $75,000 salary for the new position during budget negotiations recently. The new position was recommended by a special commission that was appointed by Mayor Thomas Koch after the city council initially requested a new department to deal with diversity issues. Koch said he didn't feel a new department was needed, but agreed that the city can do better when it comes to providing services to people who don't speak English. The new liaison will also encourage and support multicultural residents, businesses, groups, and organizations to share their culture and celebrations with other residents and the community. A faulty light fixture is being blamed for sparking that small house fire in Quincy Monday night. Officials say a ceiling light in a garage at 37 Bloomfield Street in Squantum short-circuited, starting a small fire. All the occupants escaped safely and the fire was confined to the garage. The home is still livable. The state Senate voting recently to approve a $49.7 billion budget. The final Senate budget incorporates 15 amendments filed by Senator John Keenan of Quincy and makes significant investments in education, housing, health care, and key projects serving Norfolk and Plymouth Senate District residents. The budget funds a record level of local aid to cities and towns, funds that are used for education, police and fire, programs for seniors and veterans, libraries, public works, parks and playgrounds. Quincy police and fire departments are each receiving $50,000. Police for equipping and outfitting an accident reconstruction vehicle, and the fire department to pay for firefighter safety equipment, including thermal imaging units. The Friends of the Thomas Crane Public Library are receiving $10,000 and $28,000 for Quincy College students to access the same behavioral health services as public and community college students. In K-12 education, the Senate delivers on its promise to fully fund and implement the Student Opportunity Act by 2027, investing $6 billion in Chapter 70 local school funding, an increase of $495 million. Quincy schools will see a $3.5 million increase to $35.4 million. And structured upon a consensus revenue estimate of 2.7% growth, the budget also funds unrestricted government aid for local communities at $1.2 billion, meaning Norfolk and Plymouth District communities will receive an increase of about $1.8 million over last year. Quincy will see a $1.1 million increase to $22.1 million. The Koch Club and the Flag Day Parade Committee have announced that longtime Koch Club volunteer Marilyn Nestor will receive the Richard J. and Simone N. Koch Youth Service Award. Nestor volunteered countless hours for the girls' softball and bowling program for decades. The award recognizes a local volunteer that makes an impact on the youth of Quincy. Each year, the recipient is honored in the Flag Day Parade, which was started by the Koch Club more than 70 years ago. The parade and fireworks will take place June 11th, 7 p.m. from Coddington Street in Quincy Center, ending at Pageant Field at Marymount Park with a flag-raising ceremony and a fireworks spectacular at 9 p.m. Tomorrow, National Grid will be detouring southbound traffic on Newport Avenue in Quincy to perform work in the road related to their cable replacement project. The southbound traffic will be rerouted through the neighborhood by the way of Holbrook Road to Fayette Street to Hobart Street. Northbound traffic will remain open and be reduced to one lane of travel. The detour will begin after the morning rush hour. It will be complete by 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Drivers should be mindful of lane shifts, posted traffic signs, and directions being given by police details during the construction. Now, the 8 and 9 year old girls on the Orioles softball team in Milton love everything about practice, but they noticed something earlier this season. The nearby field, reserved for boys but sometimes played by others, is in beautiful shape. Freshly cut grass, manicured infield, and permanent bases. But the girls' practice field, just a stone's throw away, is a bumpy, weed-infested mess. Coach Sean Collins, the father of three girls, thinks it's too risky to even hit grounders. Milton pays for a permit to use the fields adjacent to Houghton's Pond, but it's actually state land belonging to the DCR, which is solely responsible for its maintenance. A pile of dirt in the parking lot may have been intended for the softball field, with the season already two-thirds over. Evidence says that even though the U.S. women's national soccer team just won paychecks equal to their male counterparts, bias favoring boys' sports is still deeply embedded. After learning he's not allowed to work on the field himself, and neither is the town of Milton, Collins says he began a dialogue with the DCR a few weeks ago, but that there has been no visible action. Check of business news this morning. Stocks pulled back yesterday. The Dow down 222. The NASDAQ lost 49. The S&P dropped 26. World stocks were mixed after that wobbly day on Wall Street. Closed out a month buffeted by worries about a possible recession, inflation, and rising interest rates. The dollar rose. The euro is down. Oil at $116 a barrel. Sports. Reds beat the Red Sox Fenway 2-1 last night. Play again tonight at 7:10. Of course, Celtics getting ready for tomorrow night's game one of the NBA Finals at Golden State at 9 p.m. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, some afternoon showers, highs in the low 60s. Cloudy tonight, low 53. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, high 70. More showers possible Friday, high of 65. Saturday, partly cloudy, high 76. The boater waves about a foot, a light east wind, and a high tide at 1:46 p.m. Sunrise at 5:10, set at 8:13. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, June 1st.